Now, office leasing, on the other hand, grew 6% to 2.6 billion as a result of the contribution of new offices to the portfolio. And of course, hotels, 8% similar growth as a result of higher revenue per available room, the combined effect of higher occupancy and average room rates. On the services side, the bulk was contributed by construction through Makati Development, which registered a 61% growth in revenues at 31 billion pesos as a result of the increase in order book, and then followed by property management at 6% to 729 million. Intercompany adjustments here, again, as you know, represent elimination of, I guess, the construction revenues and expenses since the MDC services the requirements of Ayala Land. No? So we have to, eliminate those revenues and expenses. So net of eliminations and gross of interest and other income, again, total revenues grew 8% to 55 billion. Margins also improved across product lines as a whole. Horizontal residential was slightly down by 1 percentage point, but primarily because of mix, as we are now selling lower margin product lines on newly launched projects with higher land cost. The vertical side of the residential business, on the other hand, posted a 1 percentage point gain in margin to 36% as a result of higher margin projects. Office for sale was pretty much sustained at 39% margin, and commercial industrial lots were actually higher. Despite the fewer lots, we were able to price them higher, realizing margins of 56% compared to 49% last year. And this came from Nuvali and Arca South lots. On the commercial leasing side, EBITDA margins for shopping centers continue to improve to 68% from 67% last year. Likewise, office margins or EBITDA margins grew from 88% to 90% this year as a result of cost containment initiatives and better performance of maturing leasing assets from both business lines. On the hotel and resorts business, likewise, we posted a margin gain of about 2 percentage points at 32%. Primarily as a result of the improved occupancy. Then on the construction and property management side, the blended margin is lower at 9% as the bulk of the accomplishments are from lower margin contract packages. We also want to make sure that we price the the construction contracts between our construction subsidiary and the other business units at a reasonable cost to allow for margins to be shared by both. We continue to diversify into new growth centers outside of the traditional markets of Makati, Nuvali, BGC, and Alabang. We are continuing to increase the contribution of new and emerging areas, which now account for 37% of our earnings for the first half compared to full year 36% in 2015. And compared to when we started back in 2011, which was only 24%. We also continue to diversify in terms of our product offering. Our recurring income share of the pie has been increasing to 40% as of the first half, consistent with our desire to achieve a 50-50 balance between recurring and development by 2020. This number will continue to move up as the new leasing products get underway in the next couple of years. Balance sheet-wise, we ended a period with a solid balance sheet, almost 20 billion in cash. Net debt to equity ratio is still quite healthy at 0.85:1. Still effectively, supportive of continued growth. On the liability side, in terms of loans, we continue to manage our debt cost, it's actually gone down a little bit to 4.5% compared to 4.7% a year ago. Our maturity profile remains, stable at 15 to 16 billion max at any point in time. We try to achieve that by programming our borrowings to ensure that we live within that maturity profile. Our fixed to floating rate mixed, yes, has been at 76-24 in favor of fixed, but we will actually bring this up, the fixed portion, to between 85-90% by the end of the year, again, to lock in the rates and allow us to manage interest rate risks. CapEx, we spent a total of 43.4 billion for the first half, well, which represented 51% of full year budget, the bulk of which was spent for residential development to construct the various residential projects we have, followed by others. These are primarily investments in the likes of MCT, Cebu Holdings, Prime Orion Properties, and then, of course, land acquisition at 6.8, followed by our investment property spend. So this distribution will pretty much be very similar, I guess, as we move on. The bulk of our spend will now be towards developing our projects and making sure that they're ready and delivered at the committed time frame. On take-up for the residential business, we experienced a 5% increase in sales reservation sales for the first half of the year, which posted at 30.4 billion, pretty much again evenly distributed among the top three brands in terms of contribution. So about 9 billion pesos in monthly sales was registered in the first half. Sales to Filipinos overseas went up to 12.7 billion, about 3% higher than last year, representing 23% of total sales. Now, book sales mirrored the growth in take-up. As you know, there's a lag effect between take-up and booking because we only book once we get 10% down payment. But the behavior is pretty much consistent with the growth in sales take-up. In fact, it grew faster at 8% year-on-year. As a result of which, we continue to build up our unbooked revenue number, which is now at 132 billion pesos, which is up 2% compared to the 129 billion year-end level in 2015. Just some pictures of some of the residential key launches on the residential business. Park Central Tower is the first tower of a two-tower development in the former Mandarin Oriental site. Was launched in June, and to date we've generated 48% take up out of or 17.2 billion. No, actually, that's the total value. So basically, about 50% sold already in just barely a month, no, a little over a month since we launched it. So again, very strong take up. It establishes Makati again as the premier residential community, you know, within the various business districts. Alveo also launched a couple of projects in May, Alveo Phase 1 in Binian, Laguna. This is across Laguna Technopark, about 233 units for Phase 1, and the realized sales of 32% take-up. And then the Gentry in June 2016 in Makati, 43% taken up since June. Again, quite good take-up rates since we launched them. Avida in Makati, this is Juan Antonio, launched in April. 35% cumulative take-up as we speak. Also a very nice low-density development in near YMCA in Makati. And this is the estate that we launched in Cebu. It's called Gatewalk Central Cebu. This is the joint venture with Aboitiz Land. Launched in June in Mandaue City. This is the joint venture, and this is the phase one of the project with the mall component, which will deliver 115,000 square meters of leasable area. Office of 20,000 square meters, an Avida Towers segment, and a very wide pedestrian street with dynamic commercial mix. Total value or investment cost for phase one is around 10 billion pesos. So for the malls business, year to date, we now have about 1.5 million square meters of leasable space as we added or completed 48,000 for the first half. 33,000 of which came from phase 2B of the UP Town Center. And occupancy rate blended was at 93%, which includes the newly set up malls, newly opened malls. Average mall lease rate was steady at 1,164 pesos per square meter per month, and same mall rental growth was at 5%. We also launched, new malls. I was referring to the new mall in Gatewalk Central in Cebu, 115,000 square meters. That adds to the portfolio, which is now about 1 million square meters in gross leasable area, to be delivered or opened in this year's. And there will be additional launches in the next couple of years that will effectively lead to the targeted GLA by 2020, as our president has discussed earlier. Offices, year to date, we have 753,000 square meters of leasable space. We added 16,000 in the first half, coming from UP Techno Hub. And then occupancy was at 85%, but if we it includes newly opened office space, the occupancy, if you look at just the stable buildings, was actually at 95%. But total lease out for all the properties was at 94%, and rental rate continued to move up. It's now at 720 pesos per square meter, up 5%. We also launched 20,000 square meters, again in Gatewalk Central, which added to the portfolio, which now numbers 793,000 square meters to be delivered on this year's, the bulk of which, as you can see, are in the middle years, 2018, 2017, and even 2020. Hotels and resorts, almost 2,000 rooms, with another 3,700 rooms under construction. The details of which are shown on the slide. In terms of we intend to open one in 2016, El Nido. But if you look at the statistics, revenue per available room per night was up for hotels and resorts at 4 and 6% respectively. Room rates were up as well as occupancy, except for resorts, which were slightly down. But the RevPAR effectively is high or has increased for both businesses. So in summary, again, first half continued to be positive. I've seen an even stronger growth rate at 16% compared to the first quarter of the year on the back of revenues, which grew 8%. CapEx is on track. We're spending judiciously to the projects that matter. And we've also continued to launch the new estates as well as projects to continue to sustain the momentum and feed the pipeline of deliveries that will come in the next couple of years leading to our 2020 plan.
Okay, thank you very much. So I guess that ends our briefing for this afternoon. We'd like to thank everyone who attended. And we'd also like to thank Mr. D and Mr. Ismael for joining us today. So snacks will be served outside. Enjoy the rest of the day. Thank you.